Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
Welcome to the show. Oktoberfest is in full swing, and this time I think we've met our match because the Lindy Oktoberfest is a big deal. It starts today, and we have the festival director of the Lindy Oktoberfest showing us the ropes. The show is going to be the schnitzel. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harley. So, Brett.
Yeah.
It is Oktober.
Some say Oktober.
Oktober. I like the fact that they went with the O-K-T-O-B.
Well, I don't...
I think they did it on purpose.
Well, I would like to think so, yeah.
But with that being said, this is a huge event that we're going to be talking about today.
It's massive. I don't even think we could do it any justice trying to freelance this deal.
I would agree 100%, but I also think that it may be important to point out how big of a big deal the Only an OK Show is becoming.
We're kind of a big deal.
We're huge.
We're huge, and the grandmas are starting to talk about us, and the grandpas.
Yeah, but the grandpas are just pissed because the grandmas are talking about us.
Yeah, that's typically how it works, right?
Yeah. But, numbers are doing great. We mm-hmm. really appreciate you guys being out there sharing the show. We still haven't gotten the email from the grandma from the jitterbug
telling
us how much she likes the show. But otherwise, there are a lot of people.
Yes, and I'm sure that the grandma has called their granddaughters to ask them how to operate the emails. So it's coming. I have a feeling it's any day now.
Well, I mean, it may actually just come as traditional mail.
True. I'll take a letter. Give me a letter. Let me know you're there.
I mean,
I just want to know that you're there.
If we start reading listener mail and it comes in, like, through the U.S. Postal Service, I think we may have to quit.
It will be the longest. We have to have just a standalone, you've got mail show. That's not email. It's combing through fan mail.
We have been invited to this event. It kicks off today.
Yes.
If you're listening to this right as it releases,
and you're
then
not, yeah,
you need to be putting on your lederhosen
mm-hmm.
and getting in the damn V-dub.
The Farfagnugan.
And get rolling on down to T-Town.
T-Town's where it's at.
Because today we're living on Tulsa time.
Oh, man, you're just rolling today. Man, you're on fire.
Okay, Brett, let's stop the T-Town teasing. We've got a great interview with Tanya Kerrig after this.
Okay, before we go any further, where'd you get that shirt?
You mean this custom-designed Only an OK shirt?
Dude, the podcast is 17 seconds old.
The guys over at Master Threads printed them up for us.
Well, apparently not us. I don't have a Only an Oklahoma shirt.
Oh, did you not get yours?
Oh, and apparently a hat as well, embroidered? How is this even possible?
Brett, I'm just going to say that Master Threads is an Oklahoma-based company specializing in professional graphic design and embroidery.
And apparently lightning-fast turnaround?
Absolutely. So they had made shirts for us in the past, back in the days when we were only international. Award-winning podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
They nailed that order, too.
Well, apparently, I'll have to call Jeff and the team at Master Threads myself to make it happen. But if you need local products from a local company you can trust, check out Master Threads at masterthreads.us.
That's masterthreads.us.
Master Threads. Oktoberfest is a tradition celebrated all over Oklahoma, but very few of those have the distinction of being ranked in the top 5 Oktoberfests, according to USA Today, and are also celebrating 41 years. That's hard to find. It's the Lindy Oktoberfest, and it kicks off today in T-Town. And joining us is the festival director, Tanya Kerrig. Willkommen zu die Show, Tanya.
Ah, guten Tag. Was ist los?
How's it going? Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
So 41 years, that's a long time to be doing one thing for most people. Tell me how it all started.
Oh, man, 1979, River Parks Authority, a park system here in Tulsa, volunteers were looking for things, and they noticed there was nothing going on in the fall. And so they need some folks who are German. They'd been to the Munich Oktoberfest, and they're like, Tulsa could use one of those. And so they put their heads together and put together a small festival, and it just took off from the get-go.
So this is not a small festival anymore, though.
Not anymore.
Tanya,
not
I was anymore. Looking at pictures. It looks like a 1990s U2 concert. They're just people going crazy. There's a stage in the background. You can't see what's going on. It looks amazing. So, Tanya, I think I'm looking at seeing 116,000 square feet of tents. Is that right?
That's about right. Was that 90,000 square feet of decking in the park area, just to make everything nice and solid in case, you know, we're impacted by weather. Yeah, it's a big place, about 14 to 17 acres.
So what am I going to find in all these tents? Can you kind of give me a sneak peek?
You bet. Well, each of our beer halls is decorated to resemble the various beer halls in Munich, Germany. So they're all beautiful with ribbons and banners and chandeliers hanging from the tops of them. Entertainment in each of those zelts, some by bands flown in from Germany. We have local bands. We have dueling pianos. So entertainment in each of those beer halls and signature beers in each of those zelts. So signature beers, you can take a look at our list and see, you know, find your favorite or find something new and head to that tent.
Well, we were looking at the entertainment in your list of bands. We were like, okay, there's a few. And then we realized it's like a freaking October music fest. Like it's the who's who of polka in German music. What is happening?
Man, it is. We've got about it's almost 40 bands.
Gosh.
They're coming in from Cleveland, Ohio, from Florida, from Germany, from all over. And, you know, this is relatively new for the festival, only in the last 5 to 7 years that we've been able to bring these bands in traveling. And that's thanks to our sponsors helping us house them and feed them and, you know, take care of them while they're here.
We were kind of browsing through. There are no slouches in this group. There are some Grammy Award winners, some heavy hitters coming in.
Some heavy hitters and some heavy metal. You have the Polka Knots, right?
Yes, that's right. The Polka Band, are they out there?
They're out there. I mean, I'm sorry, OKC, I love you, but you better get your act together. Tulsa's got your number right now. I don't even know what to say.
Can you kind of give us a sneak peek of the opening ceremonies?
Oh, you bet. You know, we'll start at our Maypole, and we have horse-drawn carriage loaded up with beer kegs, and we'll parade with the German-American Society and other folks dressed in their Trachten, Lederhosen, and Dirndl. We'll trek up to our Das Glockenspiel. That is the performance feature, you know, anchor of the festival. This performance element, it's a giant cuckoo clock.
Whoa.
Two stories. Bottom floor is a bar, if you want to get your schnapps going. then the top floor is a stage, and every hour on the hour, these live performers come out and do silly skits and throw fun things to the audience. So that's where we're headed, opening ceremonies, to tap the first keg. We'll hear some welcome remarks from dignitaries and elected officials. Tap the first keg, then we'll send off a 5K Lederhosen Lauf run, and then, you know, the fun begins.
Wow. Can I come live there? I'll just live in the cuckoo clock.
Sure.
So I'm looking at all kinds of different games and activities, but one thing kind of caught my attention was cup games. Is this basically beer pong in Lederhosen, or what are we talking about?
In our games department, we run a lot of the Steinhoist competitions.
Okay.
You know, that's a timed event where it's you against the beer, where you're holding a full liter of beer or water in front of you, and you're competing against a whole line of hoisters to see who can hold that beer out in front of you the longest.
I could probably do that. But I don't know. I get thirsty when I do activities, so I might pop a little early and drink.
That would cause a DQ. But there are other fun things. So we have, you know, Moss Krug relay races. We have the beer barrel race. That is so much fun. And then, you know, just little pop-up games that are going on throughout the venue. Of course, the Bavarian Cup Challenge takes place on Saturday, and that's a team event and a huge, fierce competition that afternoon. So you just register online and show up Saturday and join in the fun.
That may be what I was talking about, and I just typed it down wrong.
Oh. Yes. It's the Bavarian Cup, yes. Like the, you know, World Cup.
Right.
Yes. All right.
So, say we drop everything right now and head to Tulsa, which I'm kind of recommending across the board. As a lot of people are probably not familiar with Oktoberfest activities, what should we know in advance? What should we bring? What should we not bring? Right. That sort of thing.
First of all, I'd say plan your trip, because there is so much to do. You'll want to stay and go to the festival every day. And for those of you who'd like to go every day, we have a number of ticketing packages, VIP packages, that you can purchase online. If you want to get online, look at the package offerings, see what kind of things you'd like in your, you know, in your pack when you arrive. When you arrive, you'll want to take a look at our shuttle locations, because shuttle is the best, fastest way to get to the gate.
Well, yeah, after all the beer,
Gate, no, before all the beer.
Oh, right. I got to get back to the car, though, Tanya.
That's right. And your shuttle or your Uber or your shared ride. We've got a huge shared ride drop-off area so that everybody can get there safely and get home safely.
Awesome. And just for people's information, the website, is it TulsaOktoberfest.org? Is that right?
That's right. And it's Oktoberfest with a K.
With a K. Not to be confused.
I missed it. I would have mistyped it.
You should know better. You should know better. So tickets, availability, what do we do? How do we find you? What's the best way to get in touch with you all besides just showing up with an empty belly?
Oh, the best way to get in touch with us? You know, social media, we are very active out there. We've got an entire team of folks who are answering questions, fielding questions, getting you taken care of, letting you know what's happening as it's happening, including the entertainment games, carnival rides, the, you know, the special things that are going on in the various tents.
One last question. I neglected to get into it. I know you guys are doing the Deutschland Dash and a costume parade. Do you have to, is it come one, come all, free to enter, or do you have to register to be in that costume parade?
We're asking folks to register online to be in the Dachshund Dash. You know, if you walk in, you've got your dachshund, and you show up, we're going to take care of you.
Do we have to bring a dachshund? Because maybe we could run faster without one.
You know, many doxy wannabes show up, you know, and attempt to enter the race. But, you know, we're pretty smart. We've done this several times. And unless you have a dachshund, you know, you're going to be on the sidelines watching.
So no schnauzers? I cannot bring my schnauzer?
Nine.
Well, Tanya.
Nine, no German shepherds, no schnauzers.
Man, that's
bring your dachshund.
Doesn't feel right. But I have a German shepherd. I'm sneaking him in. I'm going to put a wiener dog costume on him.
Ooh, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. You haven't met this kid. Well, so Tanya, we appreciate you coming on. It looks like a ton of fun. And if people are headed up that way, I'm telling you, this is Oktoberfest country, folks.
It's the event. I don't think we can miss this one. Tanya,
yeah,
thank
you. Right here in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya. She's super fun.
She's fun, and she can rattle off some German.
I'm 99% positive she can drink either one of us under the table.
She got me sold on it. 40 bands, though. Let's talk about the stuff to do.
I'm sorry. I'm fully stoked on seeing a full-on metal polka band.
I like the idea. I feel like I need to be downloading everything in their catalog right now on my iTunes.
And then, again, it's, what, 116,000 square feet of merchants, of beer, of food, of deliciousness.
Of friendly games of, I don't know, chug-a-lug. A 41-year tradition of just having people laughing and carrying on. And
as big as this event is, I really think that Germany must be empty right now.
She said that there are people that come from Munich over here to celebrate in Tulsa.
Right. That's what I'm saying. With all of the bands coming over here to this event and all of the tourists that are here, I'm thinking that Germany may just be closed. But 41 years, that's quite a heritage. This thing keeps getting bigger every year.
But lots of fun going on up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm 100% serious. If you're anywhere near, get in your car. Start driving.
And how can you miss it? You almost feel like if you're driving in that general direction, you're going to probably accidentally run over somebody.
If you're driving an 18-wheeler, yeah. The ice cream can wait.
It can wait. Hell, the beer can wait.
The beer will get drank.
The beer is going to get drank.
Yeah, you just take it straight down there, open up the back.
And, open house. Just put open house.
You just become super popular at Oktoberfest.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you're getting up that way, check it out. Links to this festival and all the things on our Facebook page.
Yes, or on our website.
Or our website.
Twitter account.
Yeah.
It's only in OK, and it's everywhere. A virus.
I wish it was a virus that no one could get rid of, and we're just there. Like, you can't turn on your phone without being constantly reminded that Only an OK Show's got a new episode to download, and you can't call your family until you download the show.
Yeah, you're not getting away from it.
It's just not happening. Welcome to technology.
Welcome to the Only an OK Show. I'm Harley.
I'm Brett.
Why are you still listening? You're supposed to be at the Lindy Oktoberfest. Turn off the show and go.
Auf Wiedersehen.